Mishnah says you don't have from a base. Reb Meir says often kol chametz from tchil sheish. Reb Meir says that chametz is mutter b'chil for the first 5 hours. Again, the end of the sixth hour is chatzos. So Reb Meir says the first 5 hours are all mutter b'chila, and then the sixth hour is aser b'chila, and that's when you do sreifa. That's when you do beer chametz. Reb Yehuda says no. Often kol arba tolim kol chametz shor from tchil sheish. That you only have achila for 5 hours, you only have achila for 4 hours. He agrees that the beer only has to take place in the sixth hour. But he said during that fifth hour, told him, it's hanging. So what does hanging mean? So Rabbi Yehuda, hanging appears to mean that it's aser ba'achila, but it's mutter bahana. And then the Mishnah goes on to give a third opinion, and that is Rabbi Gamliel, who has a different split for the fifth hour. Not that it's aser b'achila b'mutter b'hana, but that certain chametz is aser b'achila during the fifth hour, and that certain chametz is mutter b'achila. To the end of the Mishnah, the Gamliel said, chula nechalim kol arba, truma kol chamesh. So if it's not kodesh, if it's just regular chula, the type of chametz that we have, so then it's you can only eat it for 4 hours, but if it's truma, so Rashi points out that it is an iser daraisa against destroying truma. There's a mitzvah to take mishmeres truma aside. There's a mitzvah to take care of truma. There's a mitzvah to eat truma, and there's a mitzvah to guard the truma, to not make sure it doesn't become tameh or get ruined in any other way. So once it requires beer min haTorah, so then obviously all bets are off. But we're going to extend, we're going to create a siyag rabbanan. So where Gamliel says we're going to minimize, we do have to be concerned about chametz, and the concern of going over, not going to have any siyag, and you're just going to allow achilas chametz, even chametz shel truma, up until chatzos, and then you have to stop on a dime and make sure you don't go over the line by 1 minute, and now you're already violating dina d'oraisa. There obviously has to be some sort of siyag. But Gamliel says we're going to minimize our siyag making when it comes to truma, because on the other hand, we don't want to be mafsid truma unnecessarily. That's what Rav Gamliel says. So again, three opinions. Rav Meir says all chametz is mutter to eat during shal chamishas, but he agrees shal shishas is aser. Rav Yehuda says all chametz is aser to eat during shal chamishas, but hana is mutter. Rav Gamliel says some chametz is mutter to eat during shal chamishas, and some is aser. Regular chametz shal chulin is aser to eat during shal chamishas, But chametz shel truma is mutter during shah chamishas. So again, that's shah chamishas, which in sort of the ideal situation where without getting into all the complexities of zmanim that we discussed over the year, imagine a 6 a.m. sunrise and a 6 p.m. sunset, so you have a 12 o'clock chatzos, and every shah Zmanis is 60 minutes, that can happen, Pesach time. Pesach is right after the equinox. So then, that's sort of ideal, simplified clock. So everyone in the Mishnah agrees that chametz is asked to eat from 11 o'clock, and machlokas, what's the story between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock? So that's where our Gemara picks up. Tanan Asam, we have a Mishnah over there. Rashi makes a brief comment. Tanhasan, the second white line, Rashi, Tanhasan Garcina, that is the Girsa, Tanhasan, the Alpha Gavdu Pirkin, even though it's in our parak. So what's Rashi saying? Right, usually, Tanhasan usually means we have a mission, we're quoting a mission from a different Mesechta. Let's just to put this into context, we know that usually Gemara will start new Shach Vatai from a new piece of the Mishnah. You have the two dots, and you quote the next piece of the Mishnah. That's called a Pisca. It's called a Pisca. The next chunk of the mission that now is going to start a new discussion. Then you're all familiar, they may never have thought about it this way before. Sometimes the Gemara will start new Shach Vataria instead of with a piece of the Mishnah, with a Braisa. So what do we usually use to introduce a Braisa that's launching a new Sugya? Tana Rabbanan, right? Tana Rabbanan. Tanya usually is in the course of conversation. Tana Rabbanan is new paragraph. New paragraph, new chapter. We have a braisa. Often it'll be a tosefta, not always. Often it'll be a tosefta in this part of the mesefta. So that, and we dealt with the Mishnah. Let's deal with the braisas that are in our zone. And then sometimes we'll quote a Mishnah from elsewhere that starts the Shach Vatariah. Tanan Hasim usually is a Mishnah from a different Masechta. Often, more often than not, it's actually a Mishnah from Zeraim or Taurus, I think. I think Tanan Hasim is most common. It's like a Masechta doesn't have any Gemara of its own. So, let's say you're learning Gittin. The Mishnah is talking a little bit about Prusbul. So the Gemara gets into, let's talk all about Shemitah's Ksafim, coming up. The Shemitah's Ksafim is the appear in the parak at the end of Mishnah Shavias, which is the Masechta and Zeraim. There's no Bavli on Mishnah Shavias. So then the Gemara is out. Tanan Hasim, we have a Mishnah, let's talk about that Mishnah. We have a Mishnah, let's talk about that Mishnah. So it's most commonly a Mishnah in Shavias, a Mishnah in Nagayim. It could be elsewhere also, but usually Hasa means over there. As Rashi points out, it's curious that we're Tanan Hasa mean to a Mishnah that's in our Masechta, it's in our Perek. But right, the Gemara is, for some reason, chose to have this core conversation about the Mishnah on Dav Dalet and Dav Hey instead of waiting for Dav Yudal and Yud Beis. Okay. So we get to Chapar, and we don't have to wait so long to get this. So Nasser Meir Omi opens Ovum Chamei Sarf and Tchil Sheish. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ovum Kol Arba Tol Kol Chamei Sarf and Tchil Sheish. Dukuli Alamia Chamei Tmi Sheish Shosol Maila Aser. But everyone does agree that from Sheish Shosol Maila it is Aser. It is Aser. And Rashi explains the Machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim is whether you're worried about people only being off by an hour or being off by more than an hour. Being off by 2 hours. So Rashi says, "Bekuyam amia chametz v'sheish shos amayla aser min haTorah de'ilah mitzvah ad urta la'av gazabe de'ben yamama le'leliyot lo to inchi." Rashi is explaining. Rashi is bothered by the obvious question, which is, "Well, how do you see anything with the Mishnah?" The Mishnah actually said nothing about shah shishas, because remember, when the Mishnah says shishas, it means the sixth hour. From 11 to 12. When the Gemara says Mishesha Zulamala, that means from 12 and on, the afternoon, beyond Chatzos, which the Mishnah didn't mention at all. So Rashi is bothered, well, how do you see anything? And the answer is, well, if we're making Xeris, and we're handling whether to start the Xer at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, obviously this is the Raisa that doesn't begin at 6 p.m. Why? Because the whole issue of the Yimam Lototo Inchi, it's worth noting if you've learned Sanhedrin. If you come across this as well, the question of how much will people be off by, it comes up in Sanhedrin when people come, you want to corroborate testimony. You have two Edim, and you cross-examine each Ed separately, then you want to see if they corroborate, they match up or not. So the Mishnayos point out, they don't have to give the exact same time. If one guy says that the crime took place at 10 in the morning, and the other one says it took place at 11 in the morning, that's fine. That's corroborated. They're the same different times. The answer, no, people can be off. Plenty of people can be off. You have to realize, history of technology can make all the difference. If I say 10 and you say 11 nowadays, that's a little suspicious because we all have watches. Whether we wear them on our wrist or we have them in our pocket, the people have access to very accurate timekeeping pieces. So, but Tkufas HaTalmud, how do you tell the time? You probably... It wasn't just Indiana Jones. Everyone, you looked up at the sky to approximate what time. Maybe you were fancy, and you had a sundial, right? And the stuff is that you walk in the street, you want to know what time it is. What time is it? You look at your watch. What's a watch? You look at the sky. You look at where the sun is. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, people can go off by an hour. People can go off by 2 hours. That's where this Tolos is coming from. It's not just a question. It's not just an issue of people being, a relative of mine once pointed out to me that when you get a wedding invitation, so it usually just says, the chuppah is going to be, chas is called for 5 o'clock, the chuppah is going to be at 6 o'clock. And sometimes they say, they don't just say it's going to be at 6 o'clock, they say it's going to be at 6 o'clock bidyuk, which means promptly at 6 o'clock. And the irony is that usually when they have to tell you it's going to be on time, those are the ones that are the most off schedule. So this relative pointed out to me that there's a pshat in that. It's because you thought bidyuk means precisely. But really, bidyuk is Rosh HaTevis. For Yiddish, bizdiyin vetkumen. Well, when people show up, 6 o'clock or best offer. 6 o'clock or when people actually show up. So we look at this and the toasts and shows, we're thinking like, people running behind schedule. That may be part of it also, but part of it, but at its core, the issue is, if you tell people you can eat until chatzos, so we're all looking at like charts that say, oh, so smart achilles chametz is until 10:52, until 9:56. No, it was until four shows, five shows. I tell you, until chatzos. So that means chatzos is when the sun is due south. Okay, so I looked at the sun, it looked like I had some time. And then I ate, and it turns out I had a little less time than I thought. So that's how Rashi explains that that we wouldn't have a siyag starting the end of the morning if the concern is not to run into the night. So obviously, there is some iser doraisa already at play over the course of the day. So mistama, Rashi says, mistama, it's chatzos. And that's why the shaila is one. Now, number one, b'yimam l'leilya tolid. Number two, he doesn't say explicitly, but we know for the sukkah and Sanhedrin, that we're assuming people are off by an hour or two. So that appears to be the machlokas Meir Yehuda also. So one is saying you have to stop at 10, one is saying you have to stop at 11, so that means minhag Torah, you have to stop at 12. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? Minala. So the Gemara says, so let's see the Gemara, and there are points to be made over the course of the Gemara, and we'll see a couple of small things that just go through the Gemara and begin to make a few observations, and then we'll go back, whether today or tomorrow, and start asking some larger questions. Some things we'll talk about here, some things will be mitzayin that are going to come up later in the parak. Amar Abai. So Abai is the first of the approaches of the Amaram. What does he say? Trey Kuretzivi? How do you know that the Yisr Chavetz begins at Chatzos? Because it flows from a steer in Pesukim. On the one hand, Ksiv Shiva Siyam Salim Asiv Otechem. On the other hand, Ksiv Achmi Yom Rishon Tashmi Sarmi Otechem. So the one pasuk says you can't have the Chametz, that's Bal Yimatzei. You're not allowed to own Chametz throughout the 7 days. On the other hand, you have another pasuk that tells me that on the first day you have the mitzvah of Tashbisim. So the Isra Bal Yimatzei, two different Pesukim. The Gemara is going to get to that later on. That's the Hema days. Why is there one pasuk says Lo Yirah and another pasuk says Lo Yimatzei? We often think of it as basically one Isser, and as we mentioned earlier in the year, in Mishneic Hebrew, Lo often gets changed into Baal. The Torah doesn't say Baal Yimatzei, it doesn't say Baal Yirah. Here is the pasuk Lo Yimatzei. But that's the way it often is Baal Tashmas, Baal Takif. That's a quirk of Mishneic Hebrew. Okay, so the pasuk of Baal Yimatzei, it says 7 days. But the pasuk of Tashbisu says Biyom HaRishon. So how do you make sense of that? So and Rashi explains, Afilu Shalachas B'Sav HaShem B'Syamim. You can't have the chametz even for 1 hour. So the first pasuk by Rabbi Matzah sounds like you're not allowed to own chametz throughout Pesach. You see, Av Biyom HaRishon Tashbisu, Haray, so what's the stira? What's wrong with saying chametz is asur to own all 7 days, and yet at the same time, the mitzvah tashbisu on the first, yeah? Ah, right, yes. What were you going to say? That's where we're coming to. But the core kasha right here, So Shimon is suggesting what Rashi says. Now, for now, we'll stick with Rashi. But Rashi says, how can it be that I'm doing Tashbisu on the first day, the moment the first day starts, the moment it becomes Shkia, Tzitzak Ruchavim, the night of Pesach, I still have the Chametz, it's us, I have to have the Chametz gone beforehand. How can it be Biyom HaRishon, I'm destroying it on the first day, Harei Shoha Bo Shoha Achatz. The 5 minutes that you wait until you actually burnt it, you read by Rabbi Matzah. Now, that's what we usually assume. Rashi's making an assumption that we usually accept the halacha. When do we burn chametz? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That chametz is aster b'achila after 10 o'clock. And yeah, the heter hana for another hour from 10 to 11. When do we burn chametz? You all burn your chametz between 10 to 11, or whatever the equivalent, ben shos manios, between 10 to 11. Even the Mishnah says, we just read it, store from betchila sheish. No one does that. We all burn you light eat chametz until 10, whatever. And then, let's get some actual zman here. Instead of talking in the loop, let's see, talk a word of the zmanim. They don't have the zman here. How about that? So if the end of Shah, it's already going to be daylight savings time. So the end of the fourth hour is 10:57. The end of the fifth hour is going to be around 12 o'clock. So on your chart, it's going to say you have to finish eating by 10:57, and you have to burn by 12 o'clock. But why burn by? You have to have hanah by 12 o'clock. But the Mishnah says, start from tchila sheish. You burn in the sixth hour after 12 o'clock. We don't do that. So that's based on this Rashi, who assumes that once you're not allowed to, you have to burn the chametz before the iser to own it begins, which seems very logical. That's what we're used to. We'll come back to it later on. We get the avam. We'll come back. Tosus disagrees. The bottom Tosus here, the second class Tosus, excuse me, here Masluk Siv, Tosus thinks no, he's supposed to burn the chametz once the iser begins. As long as you're planning to burn it, you're not interested in using it for anything, there's no iser to own it. If you're just shohei amanas levayah, if you're keeping it around just in order to burn it properly, Tosa thinks that's mutter. But Rashi clearly thinks that is aser. Shavo shahachas. He says you were holding on to the chametz for a couple of minutes after Leil Tezvav began. Hayitachin. So what Binyamin said is what Tosa says. That, no, you could have imagined the beginning of the first night you would destroy the chametz. But it's the language of the pasuk that's driving the steer. Okay, be that as it may, yeah, question. Correct. As we get more into Tosus, we have to figure out. That's probably what drives Tosus. It's a pashtus. See, Tosus, Rashi even said before, Sofram b'tchila sheish, v'lo yamtina b'tchila shava, don't wait to burn until the beginning of the seventh hour. Then it waits asim in HaTorah. So what does that mean? So there were Balei Tosus who actually felt that you should dafka burn some of your comments later to the Mekayim Tashmish. Okay, so we have to see as we continue here, we're going to get more into the Achilik. We'll have to see how this, that Ram Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, just for now, just point this out. For now, let's work with Rashi, what Shimon had said, rather than Tosfos, which Binyamin had pointed out. For now, let's stick to the simpler approach, at least for our perspective, simpler approach of Rashi. If you're not allowed to own comments after 12 o'clock, that means you have to burn the comments before 12 o'clock. If you're not allowed to own chametz on Leil Tezvav, then you have to burn the chametz before Tezvav. So how can it be Biyom HaRishon? How can it be Biyom HaRishon? It's not Biyom HaRishon. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Okay, son. L'Ravos, our boss will appear. It must be that you're already doing the Tashbisu earlier. As Rashi says, Al-Kochach, Hay HaRishon, Rishon Kodem, L'Chol Shiva Kamar. Rishon here doesn't mean the first, as the Gemara is going to explain further as the Gemara later on in the Vayel, that Risha might mean the day before. Risha might mean the day before. And we're going to see that in the Gemara, but now that Rashi already raised it here, let's just explain that a little bit, this notion that Risha can mean the day before. So you might be looking at that and wondering, well, but it doesn't. Risha means first. I hate telling you that Risha means the day before. How does Risha mean Erev Pesach? What does that mean? If I say Caleb, I don't mean a cow. If I say Para, I don't mean a donkey. So how do you say, we said Rishon, which means first, we didn't mean first. So I believe it's the either Rashash or Meretz Chayes who makes the point that we often use the word, the parallel to Rishon is Achron. Right? Rishon is first, and Achron is last. You sure? Right? Yeah. So Achron doesn't always mean the last in the series. Not one Achar or Acharei can mean afterwards. And there's a pasuk in Chumash Bereishis. When Yaakov meets Esau, so he lines up his family. They come first. He sends all the gifts, and then he meets the family, and then he meets Leah and her children Acharonim, and then Rachel and her son Acharonim. Well, Leah was last, but then Rachel was last. Well, who was last? Everyone last. The answer is Acharon there doesn't mean last in the series. It means afterwards. Leah came after the Bilhah and Zilpah, and then Rachel came after. Acharon could be like Acharei. It could be afterwards. And in parallel, Rishon could mean Lifnei. Rishon, just like Acharon can mean following, Rishon can mean preceding. Sometimes Rishon means the first, but sometimes more broadly, Rishon means in advance of everything else. Not necessarily the first in a series. So that's why the Gemara says, look, typically B'yom HaRishon means the first of the days, but it is also possible, just like Acharon usually means last in the series, but just like Acharon occasionally means afterwards, Rishon sometimes means before. Matter of fact, Ani Rishon v'Ani Acharon, Baal Shalom says, through the Navi. Does that mean HaKadosh Baruch was first and last? Okay, he was the first one here before anything else, before he created anything? Or does it mean HaKadosh Baruch saying, I am before and I am after. I precede the universe and I will succeed the universe. So that's what Abaye quotes. So Abaye sticks it up. So Abaye says we have a stereo psuk. I mean, how do you make sense of the Shivas Yom of Bal Yirah versus the Yom Rishon of Tashbisu? So the answer is Yom Rishon must mean the day before. The Gemara says, why are you saying that? This is not the most typical. Again, it's not the most typical pshat. Most of the time, Rishon means first, not preceding. So why say that means preceding? Isn't there another terence you could have given? The aim of the rabbis lately chamisha asul beer. Maybe it's not saying the day before. It's saying it means that first night. Why is that a chiddush? The zakadai de chamina yamim filu yamim ksim yamim in leilos lo shivas yamim salam asim v'atechem. So I could have had a havamina that chametz only becomes aser in the morning. That would have been quite remarkable if you're allowed to have chametz at your seder, the chametz will become aser the next morning. Okay. This looking at the psukim, Shivas Yom and Sarah the Matzah Batechem could have mean Dafki Yom. Kamash Malan Afilu Leilos. So maybe the point of Achmi Yom Rishon Tashbisu is to add not the afternoon of the 14th, but the night of the 15th. The Gemara says no. Rahulo, it's Rechalei Da Iskish, and this is an important Hekish. Da Iskish Hashbashas Soor Lachilas Chameit, Vachilas Chameit, Lachilas Matzah. The Gemara presents a chain of hekeshim. What's a hekesh? We've seen this in the past. What's a hekesh? Hekesh, we have two dinim, juxtaposition. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Archibald. A hekesh is juxtaposition. Or in English, a hekesh is, and with greater specificity, a hekesh when you have two dinim or two halacha concepts in the same pasuk. When you have two dinim and two adjacent psukim, one after the other, we call that smuchim. Smuchim is not as strong a drasha. The Gemara says, we darsh a smuchim in Chumash Devarim, but machlok is whether we darsh a smuchim in the other four chumashim. Smuchim is when they're two separate psukim, one after the other. Hekish, everyone accepts we darsh them throughout Chumash. Hekish is two dinim in the same pasuk. Two dinim you can knock together. I mean, makish, like lahakish al adelis, as they knock on the door. A hekish means the two dinim are being jammed into the same pasuk, so that's one of the midos. Shatar and Reshus, you have two concepts appear in the same pasuk that indicates that there is an equation between them, and that those two concepts share as many halachic qualities as possible. So here we have a chain of two hekish: destroying chametz and eating chametz. That's number one. And then the second hekish is the Isser of eating chametz and the mitzvah of eating matzah. So how does that work? So So here the Gemara first explains what the chain is, and we have to figure out why it matters. Diksev, Shiva Semi Sarali Matsibatechem, that's the pasuk we began to talk about before. Now the Gemara gives the whole pasuk. Ki kol ochel machmetz v'nechrisa. You're not allowed to own chametz. If you eat chametz, you get karis. Now what that pasuk is, this takes us back to Mamash, the beginning of the Sechta. And this is what the Ram had pointed out, and Tosis had alluded to in Daf Beis and Tosis, Daf Alf, the Ram, that this pasuk sounds very much like the Isser of Bar Rabbi Matzah, Isser of owning chametz is a Siyav Tachila. Don't own the chametz, because if you eat the chametz, Rachman al-Tzlan, Yechayev karis. Okay, so that's the first Hekesh. The Isser of Bar Rabbi Matzah and the Isser of Achilas chametz. And then the second Hekesh, Achilas chametz, Achilas Matzah, Dechsev, Kalachmetz, Dechsev, Torah says, don't eat chametz and do eat matzah. So now we're makish A to B and B to C. So if A equals B and B equals C, that means that A equals C, right? So if I'm going to figure out now something about matzah, that's going to tell me something about eating chametz and then also about owning chametz. So now the Gemara gives me that piece of the story. What do I know about matzah? Those who are learning Arvei Pesachim, deep in Arvei Pesachim, or those who are working in the second parak Kol Shad, right? This is the mitzvah of eating the matzah. As we know, Shloshim Yom, the Gemara has at the end of Arvei Pesachim, the Gemara has a discussion of whether this mitzvah applies min ha'tarah b'zman hazeh or not. The Gemara has a debate whether the mitzvah of Be'erev Tov Humatzus is independent of the mitzvah Achilas Karm Pesach. Moror is not. Moror is a mitzvah daraisa to eat, but only in conjunction with Karm Pesach. That's why Moror b'zman hazeh is drabana. Gemara's machlokas na'arei psachim is Achilas Matzah also drabana, but we paskin Achilas Matzah is daraisa. You're supposed to eat matzah together with Karm Pesach as well. But even when there's no carbon pesach, it's still an independent mitzvah. Be'erev tov humatzah is an independent mitzvah. And when does it apply? Be'erev. Be'erish. Be'erev tov humatzah. As a matter of fact, that's how we know CPT is trying to be a night, right? That's Yacham Erev Chodesh. Tamaloma, Bavarzeh. Shashish matzah moro benachum fanecha. So this pasuk, Be'erev tov humatzah, tells me explicitly, Be'erev tov humatzah, that the mitzvah chilas matzah is Balayla, Be'erev. So on the one hand, I learned from Achilas Matzah to Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, the Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, that's what we mentioned in the Haggadah. And right here, the Gemara is going in a different direction. That we also, if the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah is Be'erev, that means that the Isra Achilas Chametz already begins Be'erev. And if the Isra Achilas Chametz already begins Be'erev, that means the Chiyav to destroy Chametz already begins Be'erev. And therefore, so now let's plug it back in. So the Gemara says, okay. So then I don't need Achbiyom Arishon to tell me that it's Asher to own Chametz Leil Tezvav. Even though Shivas Yamin, I never would have thought Shivas Yamin means start for the morning of Tezvav. Why? Because you're not like, you have to eat Matzah Leil Tezvav, which means you're not like own Chametz, eat Chametz or own Chametz Leil Tezvav. We already know from this chain of Hekeshim that one cannot eat or own chametz Leil Tezvav, the night of the Seder. That we know without any other psukim. As an aside, just put it in the hopper, these Hekeshim that we mentioned, Achilas Matzah to Achilas Chametz and Achilas Chametz to Hashbasas Chametz, so that second one, the Achilas Chametz to Hashbasas Chametz, as mentioned before, that we understand well based on the based on seeing owning chametz as the siyag daraisa to eating chametz. The core hekesh between matzah and chametz should keep your eyes open. That comes up later in the Masechta. That's how we know that you cannot have rice matzah and you cannot have millet matzah. You cannot have buckwheat matzah or matzah made of anything else. You cannot have potato starch matzah. Everyone's eating potato starch. Right? So why not make matzah of potato starch? Everyone's so worried that you have to make sure your matzah doesn't become chametz. And briskers burn their matzahs black. That way you make sure there's no chametz there. Maybe not any matzah either. That's the horror against the briskers. It might not be lechem, okay. But leaving that aside, it's so complicated to make matzah. So it should be so simple. Just use potato starch. It can't become chametz. Gedaldik. You know you have chametz-free matzah. Isn't that what everyone wants? The answer is no. The Gemara says later on, Mishnah the second parak, the only grains you can use for matzah are the five official grains. What's the ichus of those five official grains? Those are the five grains that can become chametz. You can only make matzah out of something that can become chametz. Again, if you make potato starch matzahs, they're obviously kosher lePesach. They're kosher to eat. It's not a violation of the Isser of Achilas Chametz, but you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah, the chiyuv of the Erev Tov Matzah, Leila Seder. It has to be something that could have become chametz but didn't. Why? That's based on this same hekesh. The hekesh of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and the Isser of Achilas Chametz. Here the Gemara, in other words, elsewhere the Gemara uses it to figure out what constitutes matzah. What constitutes matzah? Only those things which could have become chametz. There's more to say about that, maybe some other time. At the very least, it's a way of giving you a list of grains. It may also have to do things which we had touched on earlier on, Daf Gimel. It may also be the source, one of the sources for the practice that Rashi quotes from the Gaonim of Dafka baking the matzah on Erev Pesach afternoon. Because that's where not only physically it can rise, but al pi halacha, based on our sugya, there already is an Isser of chametz. There's a chal Hashem chametz, which is a problem, and you're, in baking your matzah on Erev Pesach afternoon, you're proactively avoiding a real Isser of chametz. Okay, so that was the machlokes Rishonim, whether that's meaningful or not, to insist on baking the matzahs on Erev Pesach afternoon. So elsewhere the Gemara uses this hekesh to learn from chametz to matzah. That it's only matzah if it could have been chametz. Here the Gemara is using the hekesh in the opposite direction. We're going to learn from matzah to chametz. That the timing of matzah is also the timing of the Isser chametz. And that's what we call ein hekesh lemechza, or as a principle. We don't make a halfway hekesh. We try to learn as many dinim as we can, and it usually goes in both directions. So a hekesh between matzah and chametz could mean chametz could teach you about matzah, matzah teach you about chametz. No, that's the way hekesh is supposed to be an open street. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So now we circle back. So that's why we already know without Ach B'Yom HaRishon that chametz is clearly aser from Leil Tezvav. So what's Achim Rishon telling me? So that's how Abai said, oh, it must be telling me Yom Yudalit. And the Gemara says, well, that's great, but who told you to make this artificial cut as Chatzos? The Emel of Rabbis Leil Yudal Lebir. Okay, so Yom Rishon means the day before. So Al Pi Allah for the day before is Leil Yudal and Yom Yudal. So maybe Chametz Shere Biaster from what we call the Night of Bedikas Chametz. How much Rabbi Yasser then? The Gemara says no. Why? B'yom tziv. Ach b'yom harishon. B'yom harishon. Okay, so it says on the day. Which, by the way, is also a way you could have understood the kasha before. You could have also understood the kasha was ach b'yom harishon is dafka the day. How could it be that you're doing bir chametz the morning of the 15th if it's Rabbi Yasser from the night before? So in terms of Rashi and Tosfos. Anyway, but in terms of hafmi. In terms of maskana, so the Gemara says, what's the din? What's the source of the din? Ach Bil Rishon means Yudalit, but it doesn't mean Leil Yudalit, because Bayom. Leil Mitzafra, okay, but maybe it means from the morning. Who told you to split it? Chatzos. So, Ach Chilik, a fascinating question. Now, the Gemara says, Ach divides it. Now, the Gemara says elsewhere, in many places, the word Ach, or Rak, is a miut. It's a minimizing word. Just, only, Achmed, just to be Yom HaRishon. So that sounds minimizing. And so how do you get to Chatzos? So Rashi has two approaches. He says, Ach and Rak and Miutin, the word Ach and the word Rak are always a Miut, they're always diminishing words. So Alma mixes Yomutin, mixes Ach, mixes to Aser. So if we just would have said, B'Yom HaRishon, Tash B'Yisu, that'd be the whole word, the whole day. The Ach and HaRishon means part of the day. So which part? So he says, Me'ati Yishon Al-Khalik, Chetzo Li'isr, Chetzo Heter. We ought to divide it in half. sounds like misvara. If you're not sure how to divide it, so then it's probably 50-50. Alternatively, but Rashi perhaps is not so thrilled. Okay, so it means parts. Maybe it should be 1 hour. Who told you it's half and half? Maybe it's the last hour of Erev Pesach. Then the Rashi gives another pshat. Ikud amar achu chetz b'gematria. The word ach is gematria chetz. Now, gematria here does not mean what we're used to gematria meaning. We're used to gematria meaning gamatria. That each letter has its own value, and gamma is, or gimel is 3. But here we're using the term gematria more broadly to mean letter correspondences. This is the Rashi uses one of the more unusual ones. I think there's a total of 5 systems for making different letter coding systems for making different letters correspond to one another. Probably the most popular one is Atbash. One's familiar with Atbash, where Aleph corresponds to Taf and Beis Shin. You line up the Aleph Beis in backwards, forwards and backwards, and you bring one over to the other. So in Atbash, just by way of example, in Atbash, you know, Ach would become Tal, right? Because Aleph would become Taf, and the Chaf would become Lam. But there's a total of, I believe, 5 different ways of 5 different correspondences. Another one is Albam. Instead of Atbash, you flip it, you just have the first half and the second half. Alf to Chaf, and then Lama to Taf. Okay, so Alf becomes Lama, and Beis becomes Mem. Here Rashi gives one of the fancier ones. It's a 3-letter. If we had a board, that'd be great. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So imagine you're making not 2 columns, but 3 columns. You line up the first 7 letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, and then you line up the next 7 letters, Ches, Tes, Yud, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, and then the last set of 8 letters, Samach, Ayin, Pei, etc. So now reading across, you can imagine that. Again, I apologize if you don't have a board. You can imagine that. So you read across, the first row is Aleph, Ches, and Samach. The next row, plus 1, is Beis, Tes, and Ayin. The third row is going to be Gimel, Yud, and Pei, and so on and so forth. So that's why he calls it Achas Vita Gif Dachas. Because again, if you line up all the Aleph Beis in 3 columns, and you're reading across, you get Aleph, Ches, Samach, Beis, Tes, Ayin, Gimel, Yud, Pei, Dalet, Kaf, Tzadi. And if, okay. In other words, add 7 to any letter. So if you add 7 to Aleph, as you see, you get Ches. If you add 7 to Chav, you get Tzadi. So Ach becomes Chetz with this fancy gematria, this fancy encoding system. So Chetz is half. Chetz is half. So now again, this was very complicated, the second Pshat Rashi, but what you gain, as the point is to recognize, to appreciate, to ask, well, what's wrong with the first Mahal? The fact that Ach and Rak are Miyutim, that appears in throughout Shas. So that seems like a very, what if to introduce this whole fancy Gematria system, what's wrong with the first Teretz? Then the answer is, what's wrong with the first Teretz, is it's not clear how you got to Dafka half and half. Maybe it was 1 hour. So you could say, okay, but misvar, if you don't know otherwise, like later in the Masechta, you know, Lochem Lashem, so there's supposed to be some sort of pshara, some istama is chetz chetz. Okay. So could you say misvara, and that's presumably what the first Teretz would say. Ach is memai, it's not the whole day. The only reason would have been the whole daytime. Ach is part of the daytime, so istama it's half. But the second approach in Rashi explains where the half came from. The word ach becomes chetz, as in chetzi, that is actually directly half. Those are two approaches, and they'll take question. Those are two approaches understanding the punchline of Abaye. But that again is the punchline of the drush of Abaye, the first sheet in the Gemara. How do you know that the Isser Chametz begins includes the afternoon of Erev Pesach? So the answer is, well, Shivas Yamim clearly means the entire 7 days and 7 nights. It's clear that there's an Isser Chametz, a Re'ei Leil HaSeder. So what's Ach? How do you understand Ach Bil Rishon Tashbisu? So it's not talking about on the 15th, it must go on the 14th. But since it's Bayom, it's only the day of the 14th, and Ach further knocks it down just half the day, that's how we know. Ach Mil Rishon Dash Bisu, that there's also to own Chametz, therefore it's to destroy Chametz from Chatzos Hayom Al Yudal. Binyam, question. Answer, okay, good. So now let's see the next is, what's the next approach? The next approach is very short. The next approach is very short. It's hard to even know if this is meant as a separate approach or this is like a footnote to Abaye, because Rashi had already mentioned in on Dalam Bay that for Abaye, part of what Abaye is thinking is that Rishon means the day before and not the first day. That's what we have in the Tana, the very Bishmol Tana, the Brice that was set over in Bishmol Beis Medrash. Matzini Yudal Shenikar Rishon. I'll bring you another proof that Yudal can be called the first. Shenemar Barishon Bar Baras Hayom Lachodesh. Also, Pasuk in Parashas Bo. Maharishi says it explicitly. Now we just have to make a drasha like a Baidu. It must be that Rishon means a day before because of the steer from Shiva Zalmim. We have another passage that indicates in this context, we have a Rishon, could refer to Erev Pesach rather than the first day of Pesach. And then, for some reason, you fit everything else in, that's how you know that Ach Mil Rishon first Yudal, and then, Yom and Ach, so that you end up with Chatzos Hayom. And Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, we heard from him plenty on Daf Dalet, he returns to Daf Hey. What does Rav Nachum Yitzchak say? He says, it's not just that Shivas Yamim, the Steve from Shivas Yamim indicates that Yom HaRishon must be the day before. Nor is it that Tanvei Rishmal said, we have a pasuk in Parshas Bo, Barishon Bar Basel Yom HaChodesh, that here Rishon can mean Erev Pesach the 14th. He said, this is what I mentioned before, in general, Rishon Demei Karo Mashma. Rishon often means the day before. Rishon often means before rather than the first. As Rashi makes clear, Rishon Demei Karo Mashma, take a look. Belav Rumi Dekra Adadi. Even without this, Rumi is a stira. Often you use the verb Rumi to introduce a stira. Even without the Rumi Dekra, even without throwing one pasuk on another. Without this theory, Mashma Rishon, Mashma is the crush. Yom Kodim Chol Shiva, the crush. Rishon often means the day before the set. The Chayim the Ksev Shiva Zayim Matzotochelu. Ach Mil Rishon, the Tashbis Tov Gotechem. You eat matz for 7 days. Ach Mil Rishon, you destroy it. So that sounds like the day before. Kodim LaMaisa Gamer. So that's often the way it's used in Tanakh. And it gives an example. Harishon Adam Tivaleid. Harishon Adam Tivaleid. Pasuk in Yilv, I tell you on the side. How do you translate that? So, he's saying, Harishon Adam Tivaleid, were you born before Adam? That's what I mean. Were you born before Adam? So, having Barishon, doesn't mean, were you first Adam? Harishon Adam Tivaleid, doesn't mean, were you first Adam? Were you first to Adam? We're not talking to Adam, we're talking to Yilv. So, what it means, no, it means, were you before Adam? You think you were before Adam? Are you there, Shishim and Gracious? You were before Adam? He clearly, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rishon could mean before rather than first. Sometimes it means first, but sometimes it means before. Then the Gemara says, whoa. Rabbi Yitzchak, that's already more challenging. Abaye said, as a steer of the Psukim, so it must be here, Rishon being used in an unusual way to mean the day before. But Dvei Rishmal said, in the context of Pesach, Rishon is used to mean Erev Pesach. But Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, Rishon means before in general. This is common usage in biblical Hebrew. This is common usage in Tanakh. Rabbi said, whoa, that's a very debatable statement. You think that it's not because of the pressure of the stira, and not because of the way it's used in the concept of Pesach. Stamazar Rishon often means before. You have a pasuk in Iyov, but if you think this is common usage, this isn't, then there should be more nafkaminas than only chametz and erev Pesach. There are other Yom HaRishons in Chumash. The Gemara says, wait a second. Elaveyato kachnuchem Yom HaRishon. The mitzvah of lulav in Parshas Emor. Mitzvah lulav in Torah, throughout the world outside of Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah lulav is b'yom harishon. We shake lulav all throughout Chol Moed as a zeichel mikdash, but the din d'oraisa outside of mikdash is b'yom harishon. So we assume that means on the first day of Sukkot, on Tezvav Tishrei. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the rishon often means before rather than first. This is common usage. And not just this is a rare second usage that we're gonna, pull out if we're mochrach. So if we're not getting so comfortable with it, so then maybe that's what it means about lulav too. How chanami rishon to make our mashmah. So according to Nachman Yitzchak, maybe you have to take lulav on erev Sukkos on Yudalat Tishrei. How you talking? It's clearly not the din. That's clearly not the din. So don't you see? Not like we're not going to. Don't you see the Rishon is not stam. The Rishon is not usually mean beforehand. The Gemara says no. Shiny Hasan Nesivu Smachnu Teishem Kechem Shiva Stam. Of course, he's really not going to think it's right. Rishon could often mean beforehand. However, in that context, it cannot, because the Torah goes on to say Usmachnu Lufnei Hashem Elokeinu Shiva Zem. You'll be b'simcha for 7 days. So, and that's the mitzvah of generally Simchas Yantif for the course of Sukkot, and specifically that's the mitzvah of lulav kol shiva b'mikdash. Usmachnu Lufnei Hashem Elokeinu Shiva Zem. In the Beis Hamikdash Lufnei Hashem Elokeinu, all 7 days are mitzvah of lulav. So what does the Gemara say? Well, there, clearly those 7 are the 7 days of Yom Tov itself, from day 1 to day 7, not from day 0 to day 6. So the Gemara says, Mashvish Milchag, Afrishavish Milchag. It's in the same pasuk. It's in the same pasuk. In other words, the Hekesh. Smachnu Lufnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yamim is up until day 7, so then the beginning of the pasuk is saying, Lukacham Yom Rishon. That doesn't mean the day before, that means the first day. If you have the Vilna Gemara, you can look on the side and you see the pasuk. It's Os Vav in the margin. Lokach Lucham Yom HaRishon, the pasuk in Emar, Pri Etadar, etc. Say to all the Abaminim, Usmach Lucham Yom HaRishon, Shivas Yamim. It's the very same pasuk. When you compare Chav Gimel, pasuk Mem begins with Yom HaRishon, ends with Shivas Yamim. So the Gemara says, oh, from the fact that it ends with Shivas Yamim, which is clearly day 1 to day 7, so the Yom Rishon beginning of the pasuk must be day 1. In other words, in theory, in the vacuum, Rishon could often mean the day before, but in this context, it's clear that it means day 1. But then, of course, the Gemara says, well, look back at what appears in your Vilna Gemara as item number Dalet, Shmos Yud Beis Tezvav. Shivasa, Ach Yom Rishon, the pasuk that we're doubting about. And Rabbi says, oh, Yom Rishon could naturally mean the day before. Yeah, but the pasuk begins, Shivas Yom Matzos Tochelu, Ach Yom Rishon, Tashvis Arbi Matechim. And then it ends. No one should eat chametz, Mi Yom HaRishon at Yom HaShavi'i. The Befeirish. They're also, clearly, you have the 7 in the pasuk. The Gemara says the same way you're using that, that out for the Sukkot pasuk. That well, it says 7 and 1 in the same pasuk. So clearly, 1 means 1, not before. You do that for the Pesach pasuk as well. How's the Gemara say it? Alchanamiksev, Achir Rishon Tashbisu Shivasam Astochelu. By the pasuk of Pesach, also the same Biyom Rishon Tashbisu also has the 7 days. So the Gemara says, it's an Azman of Shach. Either you should feel comfortable interpreting both Yom HaRishon, Pesach, and Sukkot as the day before, or neither one. So the Gemara says, well, in Kenichtov Kor Rishon, Har Rishon, Lama Lishon, Amin Lachadar. You're right, but since it's Ab Yom HaRishon Tashmisu, so that tells me the day before. The Gemara says, well, the other one also says HaRishon. Yachi hasam nami harishon lomali. Ulkatu if it doesn't kill Ulkatu Yom Rishon, it says Ulkatu Yom HaRishon. They're mamish parallel. And then the Gemara says, plus, Vesuv, and another problem. Hasam Tiksiv, Yom Rishon Shabbosom, Yom Hashmini Shabbosom. Not only, and now I found three Rishons. You have the Rishon by the Rishon by Chametz and Matzah, you have the Rishon by of Sukkis in the context of Dalal Minim, and you also have the Rishon of Sukkis in yet another pasuk. And that is in the context of Shabbosom, the context of Isur Malacha. The Torah says, is Isur Malacha to Shabbosom, Isur Malacha on the first day of Yontif, and Isur Malacha on the eighth day of Yontif, Shmini Atzeres. So what do I mean the first day? Is there Isur Malacha on Tezvav? Or maybe it means that you dial it, according to Nachman Yitzchak, that every Harishon can be reinterpreted. So let's reinterpret that too. The Gemara is gonna struggle some more and then finally come to the conclusion of Al Derech Haggadah. It looks like the buses are gonna be leaving soon. So I think we will pause here. For now, Richem, tomorrow we'll complete the Gemara. We'll see there's a fascinating Tosfos about Rava at the end, and then we're gonna also start to see how the Rush look at the Gemara, the Rif look at the Gemara, the Rabbah look at the Gemara, to begin to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Shkadat Hebrew.